Did I tell you we're taking that route? Did I tell you about that thing in Torrance?
All of them. Period.
Yeah. The Westboro Baptist Church.
I don't care who you want cleansed. Stop saying that.
Mm-hmm.
You're dumb.
You need to work on your branding. Don't say cleansed. Maybe you need to say refreshed.
You need to deal with the demons in your soul that you and your parents and your grandparents and your great-grandparents did not deal with. Because you leave it for your children or your grandchildren to deal with in a word.
This is Peter Holzapfel, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Hi, I'm Andy Reid.
And I'm Mike Porter.
Come listen to Catskill Cabin Getaway on WGXC Accra 90.7 FM.
That's the third Thursday each month.
Or you can listen to our podcasts. Just go to WGXC/something.
It's Catskill Cabin Getaway, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know.
Let's check it out.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Stephen Bull of Greenport, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Though he seemed loyal in public, he worked behind the scenes to stir up, arouse, incite revolution.
At last, you're back in your motel room. It ain't much to look at, and frankly, you hate it, but it's looking like a relief after what you just crawled away from.
God, what a letdown. Again. The champagne buzz is wearing off, and you can't tell who you're more disappointed in. You or them.
You strip down, your party clothes piling on the floor at your ankles, and turn on the bath faucet, letting the hot water dump itself loudly into the tub.
Why did you let yourself get fooled again? Looks like it's a new year, but the same old sadness.
The bath is ready now. You can tell before touching the water that it's hotter than how you usually like it. You slide your right foot in first. It stings after standing on the frigid tile floor.
You slowly work your whole body in, your skin turning pink. The tub is too short for you, so you put your legs up on the wall to let your head sink below the surface.
You like it under here.
Everything up there is muted and a million miles away.
That low, thrumming sound fills your ears, and you can't tell where your skin ends and the water begins.
You let yourself dissolve.
Your eyelids snap open. You gasp as you abruptly sit up in the tub, splashing the now lukewarm water all over the bathroom floor.
Did you fall asleep?
The bathroom looks different, and beyond its open door, your room looks different too. And you feel different. You wipe away the steam, hiding your reflection in the mirror, and give yourself a smile.
Your bed is soft and miraculously warm. A handwritten note on your pillow reads,
"We've been hoping you'd stop by. Stay as long as you like."
Through the slats of your window blinds, you see the neon. The Love Motel.
Welcome back to the Love Motel.
And Happy New Year to all our lovers out there.
This is Donna.
And this is Honey.
And we're counting our lucky stars that we get to step into the new year hand in hand with each other and all of you.
Happy New Year, Donna. How did you ring in midnight last night?
Well, I spent a little extra on that special bottle, watched the sunset over the mountains, and stayed up late talking to a stranger on the phone. How about you, honey?
I dressed in glitter from head to toe, kissed a million angels, and then ate Chinese food in bed.
Wow, I think both these seem like good ways for us to set our intentions for the year ahead.
Well, I know my year is going to be rich and lush because I'll be spending all of my time at the Love Motel with you.
Same, honey. Just you saying that's getting me excited to get this year started. So, what have we got on tonight's show?
Let's see, Donna. We heard from a lot of our lovely listeners over the last month. And on tonight's show, we'll check in with lovers who've been ghosted, lovers whose attention has been split, and lovers who became friends who might become lovers again.
And we have a whole queue of songs going out to partners from coast to coast that have made this last dark year a little brighter.
And all show long, we'll be leaving song offerings at the altar of the year ahead, beckoning in the good fortune for all the Love Motel listeners.
That means you. So, hold on to your hearts.
And keep that dial tuned to 90.7 FM.
We are so excited to spend the night with you.
Tonight, we'll start with a lover we're calling Double Dose of Love, who wrote,
"I am in love with my boyfriend and also someone else, and they are both in love with me. They did not know about each other. Are we really meant to be monogamous, or is that just a norm society has imposed on us? I love them both. Is that wrong? Do I have to choose? Thanks."
You know who monogamy works really well for, Donna? People who feel naturally inclined to be monogamous. For some people, that feels really right. Their eyes barely wander over to strangers. Their life feels totally completed by their partner. But for others, monogamy is that metaphorical ball and chain which gets heavier and heavier to drag around as the relationship drags on.
It sounds like you're realizing that polyamory might be what's right for you, and there's nothing wrong with that. Though I do recognize that it may be making your relationships as they are now quite complicated. Though I do believe monogamy, in some of the ways it manifests, is a result of outdated social rules, I don't think it's totally unnatural. After all, we find examples of both polyamory and monogamy in the animal world. So I think for us human animals, it's just a matter of what feels right for you. There's nothing wrong with either as long as you and your partner or partners feel the relationship is supportive and healthy. Some relationships go from monogamous to non-monogamous or vice versa many times during their span. The long and short of it is, there are many, many ways to share your heart and many ways to have relationships that is respectful and fulfilling for all parties involved.
But I think you know what we're going to say next, Double Dose of Love. Transparency is everything. Ethical non-monogamy is the only kind of non-monogamy that we think is hot. So make sure all your lovers are into this idea and then figure out a way to make it work. That convo will be tough, but it's crucial. And who knows, they might surprise you. Maybe they've been thinking about it too. And if they're not into it, then they're not the right partners for you right now, because it sounds like your heart is needing more than one target at the moment. If you really want to dive in to see how you can ethically navigate these poly waters, there's lots of great reading you can do. We recommend heading to your favorite sex education website or boutique and reading their blog or checking out what books they recommend. If you don't have a favorite sex shop, you can borrow ours. We love Spectrum Boutique, run by Zoe Ligon.
I don't know that you have to choose between your partners. Maybe the best choice is neither partner, but you do have to choose to be honest with yourself about what you need and with your partners about how you want to move forward, ideally in a way that prioritizes kindness to both of them. This is a difficult situation for all.
Yes, so if you already feel like you've made transgressions in your current relationship, remember that being honest about the past is not always the kindest thing to do to your partner. It might make you feel better, but it will undoubtedly make them feel worse. See if you can navigate a way forward that is fully transparent while leaving the past behind.
It sounds like this is a really tough spot you found yourself in, Double Dose of Love. We really wish you the best while you work your way through this.
Totally, Donna. I hope our listener finds some clarity or strength, however this shakes out.
Let's play some songs for this listener, and for anyone else that might be facing a choice between two lovers. Here's Prince with The Beautiful Ones.
If I Matter.
the first dedication of the night here. This listener wrote, I would like to request a song that's at least 120 BPM for my cutie. He loves 80s freestyle and R&B. It's SVB for DLS.
Hi, Donna and Honey. Thank you so much for your show. My New Year's resolution this year is simply to look to make better eye contact with people. And wishing you all the best. Bye-bye. Hello, this is Dan Wars from Providence. You might remember me from such Instagram accounts as My Button One and punk bands like Funeral Cone. My New Year's resolutions is to get my teeth all fixed up, and I actually already made a dentist appointment for January 5th, and I talked to the nice reception person, and I told them that it was a train wreck, so that's okay. I have some resolutions to get tattooed and travel. Yeah, 2021 is going to be my year. I have a good feeling about that. I hope everyone out there is well and healthy, and take care of yourself. Bye.
Heard a song on the Love Motel that you just fell in love with? Send us a message and we'll tell you the track or send you our playlist.
They all Happy New Year, Donna and Honey. I love your show. For me, as I look forward to a new year, the single most important thing I can do for my health, for the environment, and for the sake of factory farm animals is to move toward a vegetarian diet. I know personally, for at least right now, I cannot live as a strict vegetarian, but certainly I plan to make the effort in this new year to eat that way at least half of every week. Like most people, I've known about the horrors of factory farms for a long time, but it's always been easy not to think about them and the damage they do to the environment and the cruelty to animals of a gruesome slaughter. I really want to live a more compassionate life in 2021, tread a bit lighter upon the earth, and also embrace and honor the great gift of good health that I am currently blessed with. I have three new vegetarian cookbooks that have been sitting on the shelf in my kitchen for at least 6 months, all of them unopened. I want them to be my go-to resources for a new and delicious way of eating in this new year. Bye!
My New Year's resolution is to be more communicative with the people I love in my life about how much I love them. Specifically my best friend Amanda, but everyone else too. I want everyone to know how much I love them.
There's a woman on my mind, playing no more simple game, giving me her soul, just to be one.
Welcome on back to the Love Motel, a late-night radio romance talk show where we work through your romantic woes and play all your favorite love songs.
And it's an extra special night at the Love Motel because it's the first day of a fresh new year, and there's something that feels particularly auspicious about everyone out there tuning in together at the same time to feel the love with each other.
And speaking of feeling out love, we heard from another listener who we're calling Budding Romance, who wrote to us about feelings they have for a bud of theirs. They said,
"At the beginning of the summer, I broke off a long-term relationship, and after some time, decided I really wanted to make out with a stranger. So I did. After, he went into a whole spiel about how he didn't really know what he wanted, and we should just be pals. But that stranger has since turned into a really great friend. We spend almost every day together, call each other on the phone and talk for hours, and he's helped me take care of my car and my cat.
I have weird feelings for him, but don't want to disrupt our friendship. Do I let things lie as pals? Or should I try to make a move again now that time has passed and we've grown much closer? This feels like the plot of a movie I want to see.
Donna, you're so right. I can see it all playing out on the big screen in front of me.
And I don't say that to make light of your situation, budding romance. It sounds like an uncomfortable one.
For sure, this is a toughie. But without more information, it seems like we can't really give you totally appropriate advice. Like, is your friend giving off signals that he'd like to rev things up again, romantically? Because friends talk on the phone for hours, and friends take care of each other's cars and pets. And the only thing we know about your guy is that he told you pretty explicitly that he just wants to be buds with you. If he wasn't too shy to communicate that to you, what makes you think he wouldn't have the courage to pipe up that he might want something more now? Really think about his cues and what he might be saying. Acts of kindness mean he's a great friend, but they don't necessarily mean he's wanting something more. However, that doesn't change the fact that you have feelings for him. So forget what he wants. What do you want? Are these feelings you think you could compartmentalize and forget about and still enjoy the sweet friendship you've developed? Be honest with yourself. There's no point in hanging around and seeing if his feelings have changed too.
If you can, I would try to let this one lie for a bit longer. It sounds like you do have a really fantastic friendship, and one that's certainly worth holding on to. Ask yourself, which I'm sure you probably already have, if you make a move and it doesn't go as planned, will that shift the boundaries of your friendship to a place where neither of you feel comfortable anymore? It could be totally fine, but it's worth taking some time to weigh out what's most valuable to you. If you can bear it to wait a little longer and sift through those feelings, I think you'll have a clearer vision of what you may want. Who knows? It could turn out to be the romance of the century, or it could stay the supportive, loving friendship that it is. They sound like a wonderful friend, and I tend to hope for the qualities of a wonderful friend and a partner. And in the meantime, keep playing the field. Check out some other cuties. Sometimes it takes trying the whole menu to find your favorite dish. And maybe you'll just have a little crush on your friend forever because they're so great, and that's okay. It's pretty normal, actually.
That's cute advice, Donna, and it's true. I feel like I have little crushes on all of my friends.
Same. And I've got an extra big crush on you. All right, honey. I've got a doozy of a question for you next. Are you ready?
Lay it on me, Donna.
Okay. We heard from one listener that we're calling Sucker for Snoopy, who wrote, "This isn't about me, but a friend I know. He's a man. Right now, he's living in Japan and has asked a Japanese woman whom he met on the internet to live with him. She seems like a nice person, but is very young. She has a steady job, but my friend is basically unemployed. I don't know how he pays the bills. Every time we Skype now, he's sitting at a table, cuddling a stuffed Snoopy animal she gave him as a birthday present. It seems a little much to me, to be honest. Anyway, it's hard to talk to my friend now because he's learning Japanese and wants to speak it a lot. But I told him I don't speak Japanese. I'm thinking I need to take a friend break. It would be nice if maybe the stuffed Snoopy wasn't always in the video frame when we talked, but I guess he says a lot of Americans come to Japan for the manga, so it's okay. It also seems kind of ridiculous that my friend is going to make his new girlfriend quit her job and move with him to Copenhagen when his visa expires. Seems like a bad plan. Her sister also thinks that."
Wow, Donna, you weren't kidding. That is a doozy.
This has to be one of our most far-out submissions yet.
Well, I have a feeling that we can drum up some good advice for them anyway. What are you thinking, Donna?
On the hit television show, The Bachelorette, they often ask contestants if they're there for the right reasons. I think your friend would do well to ask himself this same question. If I'm being completely frank, I do not like this situation you're describing at all. And it sounds like you don't either. It sounds like you're a good and sensible friend. If this person were my friend, I'd also be concerned. And while it's difficult to sit by and watch your friend make a horrible decision, especially one that involves another person also making bad decisions, it's okay to take that friend break you mentioned. And it doesn't make you a bad friend if you do. If you feel like you can be really honest with this person, I'd say do so. And tell them how you feel about what they're doing, how they shouldn't be making their new girlfriend move to another country for them, and how their behavior has affected you and your friendship. And good Lord, enough with that Snoopy. You can also tell them that just because you need a break doesn't mean you don't love them and want to be their friend into the future. You just need some you time.
I totally agree, Donna. And I do think there's a gentle way to voice your concerns, to hint at what you think is wrong or right about any friend's behavior without making them feel crummy or risking your friendship. If they're a good friend, they'll give you the space you're asking for, and you can see what happens down the line.
Well, honey, let's finish this one up with a song. I think I've got a good one. Here's Eaten by the Monster of Love by Sparks.
Eaten by the
You're listening to The Love Motel on WGXC 90.7 FM, Hudson, Catskill, Acre. Did you know we need you to keep the lights on here at The Love Motel?
That's right. We're waiting for you to check in. Submit a question for us, Donna and Honey, or write in a personal ad and we'll read it out on the air.
Or want to let your sweetie know that you're thinking of them? Submit a song dedication and we'll play a tune that's just for the two of you.
Well, how do they do that, honey?
It's easy. Find us on the web at thelovemotelradio.com or call us and leave a message and we'll play it on the air.
Just call 857-DIAL-LOVE. That's 857-342-5568. Can't wait to hear from you. It's not the situation. I'm not so systematic, it's just that I'm an addict for your love. Nothing I want to hold you, I never ever should have told you, you're my only girl. I'm nothing I want to hold you, I never ever should have told you.
Hey there, this is Sean from Hudson. I'm calling with a New Year's resolution for Meredith. I just want to, you know, put my intention out there that I think that we can really do it next year together. I think that we've been through a lot, and as long as you're honest and you're your full self to me. I just really feel, as long as we're monogamous, I just really feel like that. Those are the key features of the things that, you can do to, make this next year really the year of us, Meredith, I love you, and I'm gonna be bringing that intention, for you into the new year.
Hi, Donna and Honey. In 2021, I hope to give myself a little more love.
Hi, Donna and Honey. In 2021, my goal is to be more honest with myself and with the world about who I really am and what I really need. Also hoping to get my newly diagnosed hypothyroidism under control. Love you guys.
There's a road I know I must go. Even though I tell myself that road is closed. Listen, lonely seabird, you've been away from land too long. Oh, too long. I don't listen to the news no more. Like an unwound.
Another loving dedication. I want to dedicate a song to my love daddy of cringe. My young heart is free tonight for him and him alone.